Well, they didn't start off that way, but political conventions are shows, carefully planned events designed to bedazzle an audience, a television audience. Donald Trump knows a thing or two about attention-grabbing design, and everything about the setup at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland is meant to choreograph a message. And by the way, Democrats will do the exact same thing next week in Philadelphia. Frances Anderton hosts Design and Architecture every Tuesday at 2:30 on KCRW. She's with us for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
These conventions aren't your grandfather's conventions, right? At least on screen. I mean, gone are the days of the smoke-filled arenas and the darkened hallways.
If there's smoke, it's that kind of fake smoke to give
the
ambience
smoke. No.
rather than cigar smoke. But they've always been very crowded and active. These days, as you said in your setup, of course, it's all about television, or it's about both. That's the tricky thing for a designer, is designing for the TV screen. They have something like 12 or more camera positions that have to be accommodated. The lighting has to service the way that the speakers are being depicted on screen. But of course, you can't sort of dazzle too much the folks who are in the arena itself. So it's a tricky challenge. We should note that Donald Trump said about his predecessor's convention, Mitt Romney's, that it was the single most boring convention he'd ever seen. And he promised that this year's was going to have more razzle-dazzle. You will see, design-wise, there is a difference. The theme of Mitt Romney's convention was to present the sense of a living room, to dispel the perception that Romney was rather sort of cool and aloof. So they went for a kind of Frank Lloyd Wright themed sort of wood finishes, a kind of woodsy quality that was supposed to feel comfy with Donald Trump. If you've been watching the convention these past few nights, you probably recall at one point when he came on stage himself and he's like a silhouette against this massive, bright video screen. This video screen is the big element in this convention.
I thought a UFC fight was going to happen after that. Exactly.
Right, right. There was something kind of dramatic about that silhouette, and it's these kind of touches that designers are thinking about all the time.
The convention center, Frances, features a massive video board as well. They all do that these days. I mean, I guess for the past 20 years they've been doing that. But this is more than 1,700 square feet of screens that make up this jumbotron.
That's right. Well, I guess there's something appropriate about that for the guy who is associated with reality TV. They've also got just hundreds of moving light fixtures. You know, we can't see these things when we're sitting on the sofa watching at home, but there's something like almost 650 moving light fixtures that have to be accommodated. And by the way, as I understand it from designers who've done this kind of work, they start before it's known who the nominee is going to be.
Interestingly enough, Frances, activists have a stage, too, on which to perform as well. Explain how that works.
Well, this is really interesting. So here we have the renovation of a public space that dates back to the early days of Cleveland's democracy. There on the very same space where 19th century orators like Stephen Douglas and Horace Greeley and William McKinley would once speak to thousands, or on that same space also hogs and cattle would have grazed. That space then became a traffic intersection in the heart of downtown, and now it has just been turned around and turned into a park designed by a man named James Corner, who designed our very own Tongva Park in Santa Monica, designed the High Line in Manhattan. And that public square has become a venue for folks who have not been invited to the convention, but who themselves want a podium, and they can sign up for half-hour slots and at the speaker's platform in this public square.
Protesters are also there as well, and they have been sequestered in a different area. Now, this is going to go on at the Democratic convention as well, to be sure, but they don't want protesters, and I say they, organizers of this event, they don't want protesters nearby.
That's right. And if you've been to a convention, you will know how highly securitized the whole thing is. I mean, they are impossible to get into. And they put a ring around these convention halls that really turn it into a bubble.
And again, we'll be seeing the exact same thing next week when the Democrats converge in Philadelphia. Frances Anderton, host of DNA and DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.